Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, host Lori and me will share a few book recommendations on what you should read next. If you have a passion for books, then join us for this fun bookish episode. Welcome to your What to Read Next podcast. Today I have a fun mini episode to share with you that I'm beyond excited. I want to share with you a series of Latinx romance authors. A little bit about me. I am Puerto Rican. I was born and raised in the island. I moved to the States when I turned 18. I went to college to Syracuse, and I currently live in New York City. My first language is Spanish, and my family still lives in Puerto Rico. So I'm still connected to my Latin culture, to Puerto Rico, and whatnot. Over the past year, I've made a conscious effort to look for books that reflect my experience. I want to read about Latinx characters, especially Caribbean Latinos. I'm happy to share there are some books out there. Not a lot of publishers are publishing books like that, but some of the publishers are publishing are Kensington, Avon, and Carina are publishing great books that you must pick up. Now let's get to this book recommendation. The first author I want to recommend is Adriana Herrera. She writes queer Afro-Latino experience, and it's so good. In American Dreamer, we see Nesta, a food truck owner, Jude, a librarian, falling in love. There's strong family connection. Oh, and there's lots of food. So just don't be hungry when you read this book, because you're going to be like ready to go to look for that food truck. That book is so good. This was a solid 5-star read. It's set in Ithaca. There's this group of friends, and the next follow-up books are about them. The second book in the series is American Fairy Tale, and it's steamy from the get-go. Like, they hook up. It's instant lust, but then they're just kind of like get-together afterwards, so it's kind of fun. It is so good. I love the main characters, and one of the main characters, it features a white Pazzi man who grew up on the island and is living in New York City. So I felt that my experience as a white Pazzi Latina experience living in New York City was reflected. So that was something that was so unique, and I was so grateful for it. Here's the thing, that this is like my story. It was such a treat to see the other character, who is a Cuban who come from the Marielitos, which is in the 1980s. Fidel Castro allowed Cubans to leave the island, and they were called the Marielitos. So it talks about their story, it talks about their growth, their struggles, and no information. So this story really deals with communication, consent, and there's a cute kid who's so adorable. So this was so good. The third book in the series is American Love Story, and it features a Haitian and a white man. And this is a Black Lives Matter book, and it's so good. There's theme, there's honest conversation, and just like, this series is like 5-star series. So if you're looking for queer, Afro-Latino, like group friendship, consent, communication, then pick this series off from Adriana Herrera. One thing I'm looking forward for this series is the fourth book, because it features a Puerto Rican main character. And I am so looking forward. He's so funny in the books, and I'm looking forward for him to see. And it's sort of like a hate to lovers romance, so it has like my favorite tropes. So the fourth book comes out, I think, in January. So there's 4 books in the series. Just pick them up. The next author is Zoe Castile and her Magic Mind Reimagined series. So I read 2 books in the series. I read the second book, which is Higher, which was set in New Orleans, and you get a feel for the setting. And the third book, which is Flash, which is set in Montana, and it's a bit of a Beauty and the Beast reimagined. So in terms of Higher, he's hired as an escort. He's Colombian, and he actually goes to New Orleans because he had a trip with an escort, but she canceled, so he meets Saharan in the bar, and then they hook up, and then they kind of like, they're not supposed to be together, but they're together, and you know, what to expect. And they're basically getting a sense of New Orleans. So you get to go on tours, you get to experience the food, you get to experience the setting. So if you're looking for a New Orleans space book, Horror is a great book to read. The third book is Flash, and it's set in Montana, and it actually, the heroes are recluse. He worked in the Magic Mike series, but there's something happened, and he feels like he lives in isolation, so he doesn't want to get out of his house. And he hires the heroine to clean his house, but he doesn't want to spend time with her, so they don't see each other. It's kind of like Beauty and the Beast. They have a great, solid group of friends, and I wish there was more books about those friendships. I wish there were, like, books about that. So that's my only hope. My only issue about this is the main character's profession in the Montana book, she's Latina. She's the housekeeper. She's an artist too, so she's being a housekeeper to pay the bills. But I wish it was something else. But I understand what the reasoning why, because that's how they meet. But I wish it was something else. But she's a student, she's an artist, but you know, it's part of the story. So it was really good. I'm looking forward to reading the first book in the series, which is where they had the magic mic. The last two books, they were part of the troupe, but they were not dancers. They were just like the former dancers. So that was part of it. The next book on Rendacious Nia Sosa is The Worst Best Man, which visits a Brazilian main character who's proud of her culture. This book features Portuguese food, Portuguese language, Brazilian food, strong familial, and community connection. This book was so good. The trope is jilted at the altar, who falls in love with her brother's ex-fiance. And thirsty. So if you're looking for a jilted at the altar, you know, book, this book is for you. This book comes out February 2020, so make sure to pre-order. It is so good. And I love like the fact that the culture was so prominent in this book that she was proud of it, and she actually talked about it, and there was language, and there was family. So this book was really good. The final book recommendation is, if you love Dancing with the Stars, Meet Alaska Survivalist, then you should pick up Take the Lead. This book was so good. The heroine is Puerto Rican. The hero is grumpy. He doesn't want to be in the show, but he has to go into this reality TV show. So they're basically, he doesn't want to dance, but he somehow, his channel is making him do it. And he's like, I don't want to do this. And they're like, there's chemistry, and they're like, they like each other, but they don't like each other. And they're just going through the process. So there's steam, there's drama, there's lots of dancing. This book was such a treat. So one book that I'm looking for from the author, Alex Cesaria, is You Had Me at Ola. This book features telenovela, Hate to Love Romance, and it's out in July 2020, and I just can't wait. It just reminds me of Jane the Virgin, which is one of my favorite TV shows to watch. I hope you'll pick up some of these books that I recommended. If you have other Latinx authors that I should pick up next, shoot me a message at Instagram at LoriaMeReads, or you can put a comment on the blog at whattoreadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more, or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.